Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Monday, the 14th of April. Coming up today, we'll hear from a Kent food bank as figures show a huge number of carers are having to access help just to get by. We'll also have reaction from Gillingham Football Club after their new manager, Gareth Ainsworth, notched up his first win in charge. But first, taking a look at our top story today, it's feared A&E wait times in Kent could put some people off going to emergency departments in the county. The most recent figures show almost 2,500 people that needed to be admitted to a ward waited more than 12 hours last month. That's slightly better than in February, but still the fourth worst month on record. People outside Medway Maritime Hospital in Gillingham have been giving us their reviews.
Generally, I think they've been getting better. I think I've been in and out of hospital myself quite a bit over the years. Certainly the most recent experience I've had, I was in and out very quickly. That was a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, I think they are improving. I think they are very much improving.
Brilliant. They're brilliant. The staff is brilliant.
I understand they're getting better, much better. I myself experienced it a few weeks ago and I went through very quickly, I have to say.
Last time I went, I was there for quite a bit. I was almost there for, I think, 6 hours. And it was like 1 hour to see one person each. So it was a bit long.
We can't be fearful because that's the only place you can go. And they are busy. They do their utmost, I'm sure. You know, and you see the staff running about. You know, there's no one standing or sitting or, to my knowledge, and what I saw when I was in there. So, no, I wouldn't be fearful at all.
I think it's getting worse, actually. Yeah, definitely worse, because the GPs are sending you from the surgery straight to A&E, and there's just, and it seems like every GP is doing that now.
I can understand why somebody would not want to go to the NHS because of the wait times. And I can also understand why somebody may want to go towards a more private route of healthcare, because my mum has gone to that route herself and it was a lot more smoother in terms of what happened.
Little grandson was there a couple of weeks ago and I think it was roughly about 7 hours, and he's only six, so that's quite a long wait, really.
We had a traumatic experience last year and we had to wait a while to do with my mum, and we were waiting hours, and yeah, it wasn't great. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do because the NHS staff, they're all understaffed, so there's not really anything you can do. However, something needs to be done higher up, you know, above our pay grades.
Kent Online News.
A motorcyclist has died after crashing with a car near Romney Marsh. The bike collided with an SUV on the A259 in Brenzett on Saturday afternoon. A 37-year-old man suffered fatal injuries. Investigations are ongoing. A bus driver has been cleared of causing the death of a man in a crash in Folkestone. Paul Kirkby was driving the single-decker when it crashed into a shelter at the town's bus station in August 2022. A man who'd been waiting was taken to hospital but died 8 days later. The 65-year-old from Northern Moor in Manchester was found not guilty following a week-long trial. A person's been treated by paramedics after being rescued from the wreckage of a crash near Gravesend. Four fire engines were called to Council Avenue in Northfleet yesterday afternoon. It's unclear what caused the collision. A man's appeared in court following a stabbing in Ramsgate. Police were called to Boundary Road in the early hours of Wednesday and found another man injured. A 27-year-old accused of aggravated burglary and possessing cocaine. He's due back in court in May. A Maidstone woman has been warned she faces prison after being caught drink driving for a third time. Tiffany Ratton was spotted speeding and driving in a bus lane in the town in February. The 35-year-old from Tunbridge Road was found to be twice the legal limit. She's due to be sentenced next month. Vandals are thought to have armed themselves with weapons before damaging trees in Whitstable. Bark has been stripped from oaks planted in Duncan Down, which is England's largest village green. The area has wardens, but there are now calls for police to carry out patrols. Investigations are underway after a cat and fox were killed and left outside homes in two separate incidents in Kent. The fox was found in Leybourne Lakes, while the cat was discovered near Gravesend. Both animals had body parts removed. Campaigners are concerned it may be part of a TikTok trend.
Kent Online News.
Firefighters have spent more than 12 hours tackling a blaze on a cargo ship near Gravesend. The boat caught alight on the River Thames in the early hours of yesterday. 10 fire engines were called, along with crews from London and the Coast Guard. No one one was hurt and it's unclear how the blaze started. Meanwhile, we're being urged to be careful with bonfires after a shed caught alight in Sevenoaks. The blaze in Old Otford Road spread to neighbouring fences, bushes and trees on Saturday evening. Three fire engines were called to tackle the flames and no one was hurt. Now, every couriers who park at a depot in Strood are being chased by debt collectors after new parking restrictions came in. ANPR cameras have been installed at the Saxon Place site to stop unauthorised parking, but at least 20 drivers have been stung by the system. Some have received fines adding up to thousands of pounds. Every say the notices have been cancelled and they're working to have the issues resolved. A multi-storey car park in Tunbridge Wells is going to close for 2 months for refurbishment work. Drivers won't be able to use the Royal Victoria Place facility in June and July. We're told the car park will eventually have wider bays, new lighting and ANPR cameras. Now, a campaign is underway in Medway to try and reduce the number of unpaid carers living in poverty. There are currently 5.8 million unpaid carers in the UK, and it's been found an increasing number are using food banks in the towns. Medway Food Bank has joined forces with Carers First to highlight the financial struggles they're facing. Mike Evans is from the food bank.
We've teamed up with Carers First because one thing that both of our organisations know is that there's currently an epidemic of poverty amongst unpaid carers. So recent statistics demonstrate, statistics from Carers UK, that 1.2 million unpaid carers are living in poverty, and sadly 400,000 unpaid carers are living in deep poverty. Additional research by the Carers Trust shows that incredibly one in seven unpaid carers are in such poverty they've had to use a food bank. And that's a very troubling and shocking statistic, I think.
Would you have any reason as to why unpaid carers are finding themselves in this situation?
Well, there's a multitude of reasons, but the principal one is that unpaid carers are looking after people for many, many hours a day, and as such, they're unable to work full time. So consequently, they are relying on the principal benefit for carers, which is called carers allowance. Now, there's lots of things that are wrong with carers allowance. For example, it's reduced from, if you're claiming universal credit, it's reduced from your universal credit. So those who are the poorest don't actually even see the benefit of it. It stops at state pension age. And again, many carers are over state pension age. But the main problem with carers allowance is paid at such a pitifully low amount, which is £83.30 per week. The thing about carers allowance is it's actually paid, unlike most benefits, it's actually paid for the work you do. So to be eligible for carers allowance, you have to be providing work, providing care for 35 hours a week to be eligible for carers allowance. So if you work out £83.30 over a week, that's actually being paid at the princely sum of £2.38 per hour, which is a tiny, tiny amount. And if you compare it with minimum wage, it's paid at less than a fifth of minimum wage, and quite why carers are so underappreciated and undervalued that they're paid at less than a fifth of minimum wage, I've no idea.
Kent Online News.
Head to Kent Online to see what a school near Gravesend could look like if expansion plans are approved. Bosses at Northfleet Technology College want a new two-storey teaching block to meet a growing demand for school places. It would allow them to take in an extra 200 students and employ 15 more teachers. The owners of a Deal restaurant fear it'll be disrupted by noise and dust if a nearby community hall is demolished and a former factory warehouse is overhauled. Both development projects are close to the dining club in the town centre. There are plans to build new homes and rental units on both sites, which they've also admitted will benefit the area when finished. Plans to demolish a derelict pub in Folkestone have been approved. The Two Bells in Canterbury Road has been targeted by vandals since closing in 2005. The site will now be redeveloped into 12 flats. A former premier inn in Gravesend could be turned into into residential accommodation. Plans have been submitted to convert the disused hotel in Singo into a 46-bed HMO. The people behind it say they think it'll serve the community. The plans include redesigning the interior to create more communal spaces, including kitchens. Plans have been put in for a four-storey HMO in Maidstone Town Centre. Developers want to build the 10-bed so-called House of Multiple Occupation behind another property on Week Street, but documents submitted to the council reveal there's no vehicle access to the site and all building materials would have to be walked along an alleyway. A former garage on Tenterden High Street could become home to 10 flats if plans are approved. The site's been vacant since 2017 and architects have submitted plans to the council. The land currently includes an empty three-bed home, workshops and showroom. Two new Aldi stores due to be built in Ashford have been delayed. Bosses of the discount chain say they don't know when construction of the one on Canterbury Road will get underway. Work on another shop in Waterbrook Avenue has started, but it's now set to open at the end of the year rather than this summer.
Kent Online News.
A Kent Theatre Company is putting on an entirely seated show to raise awareness of the barriers faced by wheelchair users. Boom Hush in Sittingbourne are working with the Whiz Kid charity and will be performing songs from movies including Shrek, Trolls, Wicked and Top Gun. Kay Wright is from the production company.
Boom Hush Theatre Productions is a theatre company and we raise awareness for charitable causes and under-discussed illnesses. And this year we're supporting Whiz Kids, which is a charity for children's wheelchairs. And we are creating a show that is entirely seated to help raise awareness of limited mobility and to help provide equality within our theatre. Basically, we make sure the choreography is tailored for seating. So obviously there are lots of big arm movements and we work together with the wheelchair users. And actually our choreographer is one of the wheelchair users. So we work together to help create things that everybody can do within everybody's ability and also make it visually interesting for the audience because we want to create a good show as well as create inclusivity for everybody. We have learned so much just from doing the rehearsals. Bethany is a new member of the group and she is actually a recipient of Whiz Kids help, who helped her find the right wheelchair and also helped her get the skills that she needed, learn the skills she needed to manoeuvre the wheelchair. Recently, a lot of us have had a wheelchair relay where we, as non-wheelchair users, had a go in one trying to manoeuvre, and actually it's harder than you would think. So we've learned so much and I know that Bethany has really, really enjoyed this experience. She's actually commented how much she's missed being on stage since she has been in a wheelchair. So it's been rewarding already. I'm hoping it'll have the same impact to the audience as well. It's going to be a fantastic show. So it's all the songs from the movies. So we've got songs from Top Gun, we've got songs from Shrek. It's a family show. So bring your kids. It's going to be so much fun. And the choreography is honestly so innovative and creative. It's been a challenge, but I think Cheska's risen to the challenge. It's going to be amazing and fun. So please come and see it because we're going to try and raise as much money for Whiz Kids as possible.
The show's taking place at the Avenue Theatre in June. A new LGBT bar in Margate has been given permission to open until midnight all week. La on the High Street will also be able to operate until 2:30 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Thanet Council have approved changes to their licence. Again, charity is urging dog owners to be careful with chocolate as we get closer to Easter. Dogs Trust Canterbury says it could cause pets to get ill if they eat it. They're reminding us to keep Easter eggs out of reach. Hot cross buns could also be dangerous as they contain raisins and sultanas, which are toxic to dogs. And we know when the first Wingers takeaway will open in Kent. The chicken shop is taking over two empty units near Milton Creek Country Park in Sittingbourne. It's due to launch on the 28th of April.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Gillingham have extended their unbeaten run to 8 games. They beat MK Dons 1-0 at Priestfield yesterday. New manager Gareth Ainsworth is pleased to have his first win in charge.
I am so pleased for the Gillingham fans. And I'm so proud of the Gillingham players and staff I've got because they've all deserved that. They've all been waiting. You could feel it. You could feel it around the place, you know, that we've been waiting for, okay, new manager comes in and there's a change of ethic and there's a change of identity a little bit. But without that win, it's futile, you know, and you go on draws. And just talking to the guys here, listen, we could have broke the draw record, you know. That was incredible, the amount of draws we've had. But for us to nick a last-minute winner, you know, and it wasn't pretty, and it's not always going to be pretty, but what a result. And everyone at the end there, I celebrated with them with all my heart, because they were brilliant. The fans were patient. You know, they could easily have started getting a little bit disheartened because there's some passes gone astray. There were some things we tried. You probably didn't see, but I tried two different formations out there. You know, I thought we needed to get another man up top, and then I changed my mind second half. I thought, no, I've let MK Dons in here a little bit. So we'll change back to the original formation. Had to make some big, brave decisions with the substitutes as well, you know. And I'm so pleased for every person who is part of Gillingham, fans, staff, players, because they deserve that. It's brilliant when we win, and to win it in that manner, and Bradley, you know, getting the goal. He's been through a tough time, you know, been through a hell of a time, he's a man of quality. He's a man who's popped up with the winner today, and he said to me coming off the pitch, he said, "Thank you, Gaffer," and I think that's reciprocated, Bradley, because that goal was a big goal for me. Four draws and a win. Is a decent start. I'm happy with not a pre-season under my belt, you know, not a transfer window under my belt. So there's more to come. Wasn't brilliant, but we've won a game, and that's awesome at the end there.
Take hold to him goal today.
Yes.
That's his first league appearance for any club, and he keeps a clean sheet. You must be so pleased for him as well, because I don't suppose he knew until fairly late, early this morning?
Yeah, early this morning, you know, we kept it very quiet, but Glenn just felt his hamstring in training yesterday, and that's the worst day for your goalkeeper to feel his hamstring, you know. And so when he did, we said, look, there's no risk here. You know, you've done fantastically well. And if I'm honest, Tate probably wasn't on the books to have a look at, but I've looked at him now, and, you know, I thought he was assured. His kicking was great, and he's got a Cheshire Cat smile on him down there. He's really beaming. And to come in, last minute winner, clean sheet, yeah, I think that's brilliant. I think the back four, five, and then four again at times really, really looks after him as well with their defending. You know, they defended solidly. They didn't let many shots go in at all, you know. I was a bit worried with the free kick, went into the wall. The wall stayed strong. They've really helped him, but also he deserves that, and he deserves that clean sheet. And I said to him, you know, keep your shirt, because it's your debut shirt, and you're not going to forget that. I might have to pay for that, I don't know, but I don't know what the protocol is here, but if I have to, but I want him to keep his shirt, because that's a big moment for such a young man, and he'll sleep well tonight, I'm sure.
Bradley Dack scored the winning goal.
It's about time, that's my first thought, but yeah, listen, it's just brilliant just to get the win, I think. New manager's come in, the assistant, and they've been a breath of fresh air. I think they've been absolutely first class. And we deserved that, I think, over the four or five games that they've been in. We've deserved probably more from a couple of them, and they deserve that as much as us. But yes, as a collective, it's nice to finally get a win.
As the ball came in towards Connor, I actually thought he'd probably head towards goal. We kind of had that composure and presence of mind to actually put it back into a better area for you. Were you expecting him to go for goal?
No, I was expecting to head it across, okay. I think. That's what we'd planned to do anyway. And yeah, it worked a treat. Obviously, I see it come through bodies, but I was going to knee it in, but the last minute I kind of stopped myself because I didn't think I was going to have to get it in with enough power. So I took a touch, and luckily enough, he couldn't get it off the line.
So who's taking credit for the set play? Is that Dell's idea?
Dell can't take credit for it. me, Clarkie and Litz, Connor and Hawks.
Superb. The performance in general probably wasn't an awful lot of chance in the game. It was cagey, wasn't it? But if either side did deserve to win it, it was definitely us, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, listen, they'll be disappointed. They could see a 95th minute goal from a set piece like anyone would. But yeah, I think we probably just edged it. I still think there's loads more to come from us, quality wise with the ball. I thought it was really good without the ball, with our pressing and our shape. They didn't really have many chances at all that I can remember. I don't think Tate really had a real shot to save. So yeah, I'd probably say we just edged it and yeah, managed to get over the line in the end.
We've not heard Priest still roared like that for a while. Perhaps you haven't either, but perhaps brought back some memories from his first spell as well.
Yeah, good memories. Yeah, like I said, I've waited a long time for that. Listen, everyone knows the season hasn't gone as planned for me personally and as a team as a whole. I'd like to have played more. Obviously, listen, I've been fit for the best part of, well, since the start of December. I won't get onto stuff that's gone on at the football club, but yeah, it's been difficult for everyone. So hopefully this is a new start, and yeah, we can finish these last four games off nicely and go into next year on a real high.
The win keeps the Jills 17th in League Two. And in cricket, Kent have secured another victory in the County Championship. They beat Middlesex by 8 wickets at Canterbury. It means they've won both of their first two matches in Division Two this season. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.